Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So lots of stuff we want to discuss about the most recent Perry City Council meeting, starting with a purchase for the city, which was actually a little bigger than you even expected it to be.
Yes, so at the last council meeting, we approved $25,000 for a plow truck at an auction up in Webster County. But after checking out that truck, we decided to maybe keep looking a little bit. So we were able to find this truck from the city of Clive. It's really got everything that we could ever want on a truck for the airport, and just a little bit more expensive, but came in at $54,000, which is the trade-in value that they were going to get in Clive for the replacement of that truck. So it's a 2009, so still another about 15 years newer than the truck we were looking at before. Low miles, very well maintained. They even just had it all repainted 2 years ago. So basically a brand new truck for us. I know the guys at the airport are really excited to have that, even though we won't need it this winter because there's not going to be any snow, right, Joe?
Of course not.
That's what we're all hoping for, at least.
For sure. So yeah, the new plow truck for the airport, Josh Webker actually talked about finding it using his contacts with cities around, and it sounds like you got a great deal on it.
That's right. The public works directors around the metro and throughout the state have a listserv that they can push out questions to, and Josh pushed out the question of, does anybody have a plow truck they're trading off? And Clive called within 10 minutes and told us they had a truck for us. So very appreciative to the city of Clive and helping us out there.
Absolutely. Now, also related to the airport, one of the items that was approved was a service agreement with Ahlers & Cooney Law Firm, which is out of Des Moines, regarding eminent domain. What can you tell me about this and this whole situation?
Sure. So we've come to purchase agreements and actually started purchasing some property around the airport with some of the landowners. Some of the landowners, we have not been able to come to an agreed upon purchase price. So this is the next step in that process. So being able to use Ahlers & Cooney, they're a little bit larger firm than our local Finisette, Thalen & Powell. So being able to use them on that to get through that process. It's pretty cumbersome. There's a lot of different notification points and things like that. So we're going to be using them, and I believe Dwayne will still be helping us out.
For sure. Now, it was mentioned during the meeting that this is an agreement that you hope that you don't have to use, basically.
Right. Eminent domain is our absolute last resort on this project, but the project is going to happen. So if that's what we have to do, then that's what we're going to do.
All right. Now, one action item was actually just setting a public hearing for the next meeting, and that is regarding the Progressive Foundry expansion. It's basically the next step on that, right?
Yep. So we went through the vacation of the road of 2nd Street and some of the ancillary streets and sections of street around the foundry. But this is taking that to the next step of actually disposing of that property. And by dispose, we mean deed to the foundry. And we'll be doing that through a development agreement.
Okay. So after that all takes place, what is left before Progressive can start their construction?
We have a little bit of utility work to do, and we're still working on getting grants to reconstruct roadways. So today, actually, we're going to be in front of the DOT board that oversees the RISE program, and that's going to be some of our funding. We're also going to go after some federal funding as well to reconstruct more of that road area around the facilities there. So trying to get as much outside money as we can to support these businesses in the community, and then the city will bring up the rest.
All right. Well, a couple more things I want to ask you about today, starting with the site plan for some new apartments that are going to be going up in Perry soon. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so this will be constructed on the east side of 28th Street, so in between Willis and McKinley, 28th Street there up by Rowley. This will be on the very north end of that piece of property with the intention of building some townhomes and possibly some single-family homes farther south. But the project is starting out with the apartments. I think they're breaking ground this fall yet, and there's going to be 60 market-rate apartments, and that comes with garages and additional parking space and green space.
Okay, so that's a good sign for the city because that's really a housing option that has been lacking over the last couple of years.
Yeah. You know, every year we get some new teachers and other just young professional staff that's looking for a nice place to rent. And this will absolutely help serve some of that population because there's a shortage of housing opportunities around Perry, and this will provide just kind of another layer in that housing scenario that we'll be able to point new folks to, or maybe somebody that wants to move out of their home and into an apartment.
All right. Now, we've talked about housing in general before, but talk about it a little bit more about the excitement around the city regarding all these new houses going up and now these apartments as well.
Yeah, you know, to me, it's really encouraging. To me, it shows that our tax abatement program is working, and not only just to get some attention and attract people, but really convince these developers that Perry is going to be worthwhile to make an investment in. You know, it's easy to throw up these 60 apartments somewhere in the metro, and they're probably going to be full really quick. But for somebody to take that extra step out of the metro and develop in Perry is really encouraging to us. I think that tax abatement program really helps make that leap out of the metro. So we'll be hopefully seeing more. Like I said, this is the first phase of this development. So the full development is 100 units. So you figure the statistical rate of 2.34 people per household or whatever that is. So we could have another couple hundred people living in town, which is going to be a great thing for Perry just to have that growth and additional energy in town. So just really exciting, really encouraging. There's been a lot of work put in throughout all of the years getting to this point, and it feels like we're finally there. It feels like we're finally at the point that awesome things are happening. People are coming to town, they're engaging in the community, and they're investing in the community. And that can be seen across the community, from the industrial park to this project on 28th Street into downtown, and then all the way out to Tyson and Tyson's investment. So I think we're more and more becoming recognized as that place to put down some roots, make an investment, and stick around for a while.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep, I've got two quick things. One was discussed last night at the council meeting, and that was for yard waste burning and open burning dates. And that was set from November 1st through November 24th from 10 a.m. to sundown each day. And again, that's always kind of right after Beggar's Night to right before Thanksgiving, but we do encourage you to find alternate means of disposing of yard waste, which is yard waste pickup every other week, and be sure to get that schedule. You can find it on our website, perryia.org. The other thing I wanted to mention is the Shred event this Saturday at the Perry Public Library from 10 to noon. So if you have anything to shred, bring it down to the library and have it shredded.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven. As always, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.